Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
American dream, his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are always so happy to talk to the Home Depot, one of our great partners, especially Erin Eisen, the Executive Director of the Home Depot Foundation. And she joins us here in the National Defense. Erin, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. Thanks for having me.
You've got, I'm surprised you've got time to talk because you guys have been so busy. And I mean, obviously taking care of veterans, is your number one priority. And it has been for such a long time. And this year marks the 15 year anniversary of the Home Depot Foundation's dedicated financial commitment to improving veteran housing and strengthening communities that our heroes call home. And it's funny that this is, you know, it's the 250th anniversary of America. So it's almost like you guys planned this.
Of course. No, here's the thing, Randy. We focus on supporting veterans all the time. It's been in the fabric of our culture since we started in 1979. So you can call me on any day and we can have a discussion on the great things that we're doing. But we're especially excited this year because it is the 250th anniversary of the country. We had the 250th birthdays of the different services last year. And so it just so happens that some of our milestones align, and we're excited to celebrate them together. So, yeah, as you mentioned, we've been working on this. We started in April 2011, focusing on veterans' causes. At the time, we identified that, you know, there was a crisis happening with veteran housing, and housing's our forte. So we decided to invest. We pledged $30 million over 3 years, and 15 years later, here we are, over $650 million that we've invested so far, not stopping anytime soon, and that has touched over 70,000 veteran homes and facilities. And we're proud to say that over this time, homelessness for veterans has reduced by 50%. If impact has been made, there's still 33,000 out there on any given night that are not housed, so we're not going anywhere, but we're proud of what we've been able to accomplish over the past 15 years.
Absolutely. We're talking to Erin Eisen here on the National Defense, the Executive Director of the Home Depot Foundation. And, you know, you talked about some of these numbers, but I think that the main number there, Erin, that you've improved the lives of 70,000 veteran homes and facilities. I mean, in a lot of those cases, that's life-changing, right?
100%. Yeah, for sure. And so we focus on different things within housing. Of course, you've seen, you know, we do mortgage-free smart homes and modifications for catastrophically wounded veterans, the ones who need a different type of home when they come back from service. We focus on new construction and rehabbing, you know, existing homes and facilities that house homelessness. But a more recent investment as well is focusing on critical home repairs as veterans age, helping them stay in their homes. A lot of times they aren't able to make some of the modifications or repairs, so helping them stay there. So we get involved in a lot of different ways and try to think innovatively. We don't just put money towards this. We put a lot of time and thought partnership with our nonprofit partners to try to find new ways to attack an age-old problem. And so we're excited about some of the accomplishments we've made and look forward to continuing to innovate going forward.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about too, Erin. And luckily, all of the partners you talk about, we get to talk to them on this show, and they're all doing such great work. The Gary Sinise Foundation, Tunnel to Towers, Jared Allen Homes for Wounded Warriors, and I mean, with the support of Home Depot, even Meals on Wheels and Purple Heart Homes. And so we've had them all on the program, and they're also thrilled to be working with you guys, not just financially, but because Team Depot gets in there and rolls up their sleeves.
Yeah, so Team Depot is our associate volunteer force, and we get out there. And so on any given day, we average 5 projects a day across the nation. So over the years, we've partnered with over 15,000 nonprofit organizations nationally, but it's happening every day in our backyard. So, and we do get most passionate about veterans housing. And so all of those partners you mentioned, we don't just write checks. We are there with them thinking about what we can do differently. An example, I'll use one of the ones you talked about, Meals on Wheels. So if you think about Meals on Wheels, they go into homes and provide meals to, you know, people, generally, usually senior citizens, but people that need, you know, the food brought to them. And who better than to evaluate someone's home and the needs of the inside of the home than that group? So we developed came up with the idea, well, what if we funded you to have, you know, the ability to do repairs on these homes? And so we developed our own program, and in the time we've been doing it with them, we've done over 4,000 critical home repairs with this Helping Homebound Heroes program we started. And an example, just this last year with Purple Heart Homes, we had a veteran named Mr. Hill here in Georgia. He couldn't leave his room. He had been in his bedroom for a year and a half because he became wheelchair bound, but the wheelchair didn't fit through the door. So we were able to go in and, you know, widen the doors and, you know, make sure that he had a ramp that worked for him. And he was able to leave his home for the first time in a year and a half because of the work that we did on his home. So these are the kinds of things that we do. And it's in our backyards all across the United States. It's just not something most people know about.
What kind of a feeling is that, Erin? You see this guy hasn't left his home in a year and a half, and he gets to leave his home for the first time. There had to be a parade.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. Yes. I'm a military spouse and military mom, and so this resonates deeply with me. My family, we've been through, you know, transitions out of service, the pain points of military life. My husband even had service-related lung cancer. And so I look at these people and I think, well, it's only because of my career at the Home Depot and the great things that, you know, the benefits that my family has, that we're not one of these people that are, you know, struggling with what comes after, you know, life in the service. And so I'm especially passionate about it because it resonates with me personally, but just seeing each of these individuals, and there's thousands of them that we're able to help, and we're just so honored to do so, to thank them for their service.
Yeah, we're talking to Erin Eisen here, the executive director of the Home Depot Foundation on the National Defense. Hey, I got to have another story. Tell me another story about
we could do this all day.
Oh, I know.
Another one of my personal favorites, the Kelly family. They're actually in Atlanta here near the Home Depot headquarters. There's a street in downtown Atlanta where they bought a family home way back when some of the areas of Atlanta were desegregating. And their family has 7 veterans across four generations.
Wow.
Just super into service, the best of the best types of families. And their home, family home had come into some disrepair, and they'd had a problem with a contractor who took some of their money. So we were able to come in, finish off that house, do the repairs necessary, and then actually surprise them and paid off their mortgage as well, just to honor. I mean, seven veterans across four different generations.
Wow.
I mean, you're not going to find a family more dedicated to service than that.
But
fantastic.
Then you think about that contractor. You know, that's, oh boy, don't even get me started.
Yeah, we feel the same way. But there's, and those kinds of projects, our stores, the way that Home Depot knows about these in the local areas, our stores find out about these types of people and the issues they're having locally, and then they partner with local nonprofits. We have over 15,000 we've partnered with, and they do the local work. So they do the, you know, repairs, they do the ramp. And so it happens at each of our stores across the U.S. all the time, but especially during, you know, campaigns. We're coming up, it's spring, and spring at the Home Depot means, you know, it's everything's happening as everything
right.
comes into bloom. But April's also National Volunteer Month, and so we're helping do spring projects and getting out into our communities and making sure that we're taking care of these people.
How about this Jared Allen dude? Let's talk about him for a second.
We have a lot of great partners, yeah.
We're based in Kansas City, and Jared Allen, of course, famously played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Jared's a great guy, and he left here and immediately started a foundation for veterans. And, man, that thing has grown into something huge, hasn't it?
Many of them have. And so what we're proud of, too, is a lot of times we'll find some of these nonprofits as they're getting started. And so we enjoy coming in alongside them and helping them build their strategy, and then we grow with them. So Jared Allen is a great example. Gary Sinise Foundation, we've been with from the start.
Yeah.
Frank Siller at Tunnel to Towers. We love getting in and then helping them grow. We watched, even on the disaster response side, you guys know Team Rubicon, who does a lot of work
sure.
With veterans and volunteerism after service, and we've been with them since the very beginning when they started. And so we love finding these nonprofits and then partnering with them to, you know, make differences across the United States. All these guys are great.
I have one. There's a local group here that does national work called Operation Barbecue Relief. Are you familiar with them?
I am not familiar with them, but we'll have to take a look.
Yeah, so they go into these disaster areas, and they feed the workers. So they feed Team Rubicon, and they feed all these people that are coming in to help. And
yeah.
I mean, they bring, you know, incredible barbecue from Kansas City, and they do it, I mean, seemingly, I hear a story about it every single day. So that's just another one to let you know about.
Yeah, right? And I'm certain my team probably knows about them and probably has talked to them, but it sounds very similar to Operation Blessing and some of the other groups that we work with in disaster zones. World Central Kitchen's another one.
Yeah.
That we have them in our parking lots. Operation Blessing is a great example. Following Milton and Helene, they were in our parking lot in Asheville before the media even got there.
Oh, wow.
And so we're, because of our, you know, presence across the United States, Home Depot's, you know, in most communities, we're able to get there quickly and assess and provide relief supplies out of our stores very quickly. And so would love that we do work in addition to a disaster. So we've been talking about veterans, but we also invest in skilled trades training and
yes.
disaster response are our other two big places to invest. So you touched on all of them.
Yeah. I mean, the Home Depot Foundation touches on all of them, and what a great commitment to veterans, supporting veterans in so many different ways. You got a pretty cool job, Aaron.
I have the best job in the company. I have been here for almost 22 years next month, always focused on the business side. But when we started focusing on veterans causes in 2011, they asked me to come join the board of the foundation because of my link to my husband being military. My husband and I actually met at a Team Depot event back in 2005, and he was at one of our events. And so, you know, I have a lot of credit to give to the Home Depot Foundation. appreciation for good things in my life. And so I joined the board in 2011, but it was just 2 years ago that I took this role as executive director. So I've always been on the business side. I've worked in tool rental. I've worked in our operations department. But yes, you definitely hit on it. This is by far my favorite and most difficult job I've had here. But I'm just blessed to be able to do this work every day and honor so many people that do so much for our country. It's my life work. So
I just have to know, what was his line when he first saw you at the event?
I would say it was actually the opposite of that. So we were at a physical event building a playground in downtown Atlanta. And when we build playgrounds, you have to mix concrete to pour into some of the holes, you know, that's holding up the playground.
Right.
And so I was mixing concrete, and I looked up, and there's this perfectly good Marine standing there. And I said, why am I mixing the concrete? Hi, sir. Can you come over here and do this? And so, yeah, it was love at first sight for him.
That is.
And so that's how we met. So
that
I
is
actually
so cool.
Him because why would I mix the concrete when
well right. That's so yeah. Cool. Hey, Erin, what is the best way for people, all of our listeners, to follow what you guys do and to find out more about the Home Depot Foundation?
Great question. So we, of course, have a website, but follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. We post things regularly there of all the great work we're doing. And so that's the best way to keep up with us, Facebook and Instagram.
I love the Instagram. I love the Instagram. Man, you guys are out there doing stuff every single day. Thank you so much for the partnership. Thank you for what you're doing for veterans around the country. It's just a great effort. And I sincerely do thank you for doing this every single day.
Well, it's our honor and privilege to be able to do this work for the people who have given so much to our country. And so we're just thrilled to be able to give a little bit back towards them. So thank you for having us and shining light on this work. And we're going to continue doing it.
So great. We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active-duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show, stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and man, I am just addicted to the show Shrinking on Apple Plus. It's just so good. Second season coming to an end here pretty soon. That's the one with Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, and one of the other great reasons I love it is Ted McGinley. Oh my gosh, Ted is on with us here on the National Defense. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate everyone and want to thank everyone for their service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, your character on here, who's married to Liz, Derek, just seems to be totally unflappable. Is that what you're like in real life?
No, I wish I were like that. I'm definitely not like that. I have so much love and respect for Derek. He is a person without judgment. He's a man who's very successful in his life. He's a bright guy, but he's all about believing in people and wanting the best for everyone. And, he likes to help. And if you ask him to do something, he's just all in. I love that about him. I wish I were like that.
I mean, you know, you don't find people like that, this, you know, a unifying force for good. And especially now,
yes.
You know, in you had the heart attack, and then that was interesting to see you and Liz work through that. That was that's pretty fascinating.
Yes, you know, they had a blip in the scene where when he gets high accidentally, and they found some little, I had to go get an EKG and they discovered something, and I thought, oh no, they're going to write me out.
Right.
I'm getting killed. And I was so sad for myself. And I was so thankful. Thank God they didn't kill Derek.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. the disastrous nexus of social media usage and political parlays comes into sharp focus. And can the Federal Reserve handle the sticker shock from the war in Iran? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
We're talking to Ted McGinley on the National Defense. And, of course, you know him from so many great roles, Pearl Harbor, Wayne's World 2. I mean, just so many different things. When you're out in public, Ted, do people, what do people say? Are they just like, there's that guy. You're that guy.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. The other day I was at the airport and I was getting ready to get on an airplane. And when you're at the airport, you're kind of, you know, there's nowhere to, you're stuck there.
Right.
And so, if someone recognizes you, it can kind of be a, you know, hey, how are you? Hey, can I ever, and then pretty soon you're kind of working the airport for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and, you know, that's why you see everybody sometimes with their hat on and glasses. They're just trying to get, everyone's just trying to get home. They're tired or whatever. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I took my hat off and two people are like, Hey, are you Derek? And I said, I am. They said, yeah, I recognize the hair. That's just a kick out of it.
Well, and yeah. So the this is the third season of Shrinking, and the second.
I didn't want to correct you, but yeah.
The
third season is on the air now.
And the second to last episode of this season is dropping at midnight tonight on April Fool's Day, right?
Yes, it's not the finale, but
right.
Almost.
Yeah, anything?
Yes.
We did. Any kind of hints you can give us to kind of what's coming up?
Well, I can tell you that there's some great stuff coming up. And the episode tonight, it's got a lot of fun Derek in it. It's got a very emotional, difficult, touching scenes. Mm-hmm. And if the people who love Shrinking will love tonight's episode.
Yeah, that's the thing about Shrinking that I love, too. It can turn on a dime. I mean, you're laughing at Derek, and you're laughing with Derek, and all of a sudden, boom, something goes down, and all of a sudden, you're just about to cry. And that's just all in the writing, right?
Yes. The writing on this show is as good as it gets, and it's so high level. It's so well thought out. Things don't happen by accident.
Yeah.
On a show like this, it's created, you know, in a microscope. They're just brilliant, and I'm so honored to get to be on this show and to work with these people. It's just a once in a lifetime opportunity, I think.
I'm talking to Ted McGinley here on the National Defense Shrinking on Apple Plus. And the other thing I love that and give you guys a lot of credit for, you didn't let the presence of Harrison Ford drag this show down. And I give you so much credit for that.
Listen, I take credit for nothing on the show. It's all the brilliant minds. And but you know, Harrison is so fun and so cool.
Man.
He
so
puts
cool.
you at ease. Oh my gosh! And when you work opposite him, it's always exciting. There's not one person who doesn't work with him and walk away saying that was sweet. You know, he's just. He's amazing.
Yeah,
he'll put you at ease.
Well, you know, I was very surprised when I first saw the first episode of Shrinking, how funny Harrison Ford was. Did that surprise you?
Well, when you look back at his movies, and you go back to the Indiana Jones movies, there's a million great lines that he was very funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, he's not chasing people through the streets of Morocco. I think it's fun for him to get to be funny.
Yeah, it seems like it. He's really enjoying himself on that show, and I bet it is a lot kind of freeing for him just to, you know, act a little silly and be funny.
For sure, I think that he really enjoys the chance to be tender and funny, you know, and show much larger pieces of himself.
Yeah, and
at a different age.
This is all about, obviously, therapists, and have you been to a therapist? Are you going to a therapist? Does every actor go to a therapist?
I've been, we highly recommend, you know, people consider it, you know, in today's world.
Yep.
It really is nice to have someone to talk to that doesn't really have... You know, they're not trying to, they don't have any other agenda than to just listen and maybe help you organize a way of thinking or looking at something. And I think it's a good thing to talk about. It's a great thing for people to consider.
Yep.
And so we're all about it there.
Yeah, I mean, if I went to a therapist, I would want to go to Derek, though. I wouldn't want Derek as my therapist. I mean, no judgment. Yeah. Yes, you're doing the right thing. You're fantastic. Let me help you.
Yes, and everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Keep going with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Ted,
I don't know if it would work.
I've been a fan of yours for such a long time, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. Tonight at midnight, Apple Plus, the second to last episode of Shrinking.
There you go.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Oh, forget something for your project? We've got you. At HomeDepot.com, get fast, free delivery on millions of items for whatever you're working on, same day or next day. We bring what you need, and you bring it to life. Get fast, free delivery only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m., subject to availability.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
As
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadero locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
I set aside time for my friend Randy. There's nothing that would stop me in the world from talking to you right now. And I don't mean to correct you on your own show, but you called me a dating expert. I want to make sure that I don't get myself in trouble. I am not a dating expert. I am just a big idiot man with an opinion. Which, again, not a lot of people want to hear that. No one wants to hear a man with an opinion. But I give it in a way that is vulnerable and tells you about what it's like for the, you know, if you're a woman out there listening, dating men, what it's like for the other side. And if you're a man and you want to feel seen and heard and you want to hear, you know, you want to hear someone talk about dating and being single and the things going on in a lot of men's heads while they're dating, this book will make you feel good, and it's going to make you laugh. It's all jokes. Well, so that's the point of the book, is that I'm a big, loud opinionist, because anyone who calls himself a dating expert is a liar trying to make money off of you.
And I love the title of this, Walking Red. I think that the word is flags. Is it flags? Walking red flags?
Yeah, no, walking red flag, and because I am the walking red flag. I'm the guy you dated, the guy you dumped, the guy who dumped you, the, you know, your brother who went through a situationship with this girl and they would get together and be broken up, and I'm that guy. I've been that guy. And the, you know what? The lie about dating is that everyone says, well, my husband is the best, and no one's like my husband. Your husband was someone else's walking red flag. So...
you know, one woman's trash is another woman's treasure in that sense. And so that's what this book is about, is, you know, I'm not trying to vilify. I'm trying to, like, take the... I'm trying to maybe be an honest representative of what it's like to date in today's world with dating apps and family and friends and the questions you get.
Okay, I got a new one for you. I currently find myself in Silicon Valley. Near Palo Alto, okay? And
yes.
What I'm finding out, Jared, this is a weird subculture of people, because you have people here who are nerds that are working for Google and Apple, and you got all these nerds here that are billionaires, and now you have women that are coming to Silicon Valley to date them. Okay, so all these matchmaking services, which by the way, start at $150,000 for matchmaking, and these nerds, they don't care. So now they're on the lookout for gold diggers, number one. Can't, you know, you're 24 years old and you're a gold digger, you can't get in the club. But that is a problem in Silicon Valley. What do you do?
You know, Randy, I have traveled the country. The reason, you know, how, you know, my opinion isn't formed from my couch. I have gone around the country and I do stand up around the country, but also I've dated around the country. And also we did a live dating talk show, the UUP podcast. We went to like 30 cities or something like that. And that part of the country, I heard from women. And when you hear from women, it's funny, you're kind of giving the, you know, the perspective of like people are moving here to meet these, you know, male nerd billionaires to try and, you know, there's gold in them there hills, is kind of what you're saying.
That's right.
When I heard from women, they say this is the line they use in that part of the country, in Silicon Valley. The odds are good, but the goods are odd. That's what they tell you. So what women tell you is that there's a lot of men out there because it's engineers and it's tech people and it's nerds, which generally eschews male. And they're saying that you will find a man if you come to this part of the country, but he's going to be an oddball. He's going to be weird. He's going to be a nerd.
Right.
So it's funny. It's like, you know, it's different sides of the same coin. You know, life is gravity. What goes up must come down. The people in Silicon Valley, the nerds are going, I don't know how to trust these women because they might be after my money.
Right.
And then the women are going, oh my God, I don't know. I could find a guy, but he's a real weirdo who I can't even talk to and wants to talk about, you know, Galaga and, you know, and some video game I don't care about. So we all got problems, Randy, and that's what it's about. It's about saying, you know, being honest and owning how you feel and being okay. And you know what happens in dating? We doubt ourselves. We say, oh, I'll keep going out with them because, you know, they're a good person. And, you know, my friend said that they're great. So I got to keep going. But, you know, but then we go against what our body tells us. And our body says, no, you're not into them. It's not good. This isn't the match. And this book is about making that person feel seen and heard. The woman who goes to Silicon Valley and finds out, yeah, he might be able to put her on a yacht, but he can't really hold a conversation with her, and it's okay to maybe leave that because you'll find another guy with a yacht. And it's also about saying to those guys out there that have, you know, that maybe got some, you know, Google stock early on and saying, hey, you might have found this, you know, beautiful woman that you may never have gotten with it, you know, when you were in high school, but hey, maybe if you don't feel right about it, it's okay to say, this isn't the match for me. And there's going to be other people out there that are going to be a better match. So it honestly, a lot of that comes down to, you know, just listening to yourself and your feelings, which is all, you know, what no one wants to hear. It's diet and exercise. You know, people want the quick scheme. That's why they hire a matchmaker for $150,000. They say, I don't want to work at this, but the real thing is, it's like, you know, and I think especially the book I wrote was meant to take the pressure off of it, to take the seriousness out of it. It's jokes every line. It's about making fun of this so it feels almost less personal, you know, because it does feel personal.
Of course it's personal. You know? You're dating somebody, but yeah, Jared, I think you're right. You got to look at it from the right perspective. I mean, this is not the guy in Silicon Valley. That's not the guy that's going to fix your sink. If you're looking for the handyman, that's we're talking to Jared Fried here on the National Defense, and it is a new book, Walking Red Flags: Dating Advice from Your Favorite Guy Friend. Oh, we got to talk about the bachelorette season because this has been the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. For a network to cancel an entire season because they find out the woman is a hoe,
right?
I
wouldn't say that. There's a lot. Let's just say the story itself became toxic. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, right.
You know, the problem isn't...
They were fine with it. The network was fine with it, obviously.
Well, you know, things change as you get more information, she was hired because she is someone who brings attention. You know, that we live in the attention economy, and she is, I think, the creator of Mom Talk, which became a huge trend on TikTok.
Right.
And Mom Talk is, you know, now what did ABC do? They said, okay, we're going to buy a trend. We're going to make sure that our videos trend. And that's the world we live in. Let's admit to the reality. And you know what? It became, you know, The Bachelorette, it is Cinderella. You have to want to cheer for the person to find love in this crazy mixed-up world where all this stuff is happening around us. I want to cheer for love. I want to put myself in the shoes of the Bachelorette. I want to see her get dressed up and go out. And, you know, I think with Taylor, Frankie, Paul, it became so hard to... You know, there were so many other bigger subjects there that how do you cheer for her? You know, you hope she gets better. You hope it works out. You hope the kids are okay. It's like, again, I have to sit here and talk about all these serious issues when all we want to do is go to Cinderella Land. We want to be in, you know, Prince Charming. That's what The Bachelor's all about. That's why I love making fun of it. Because you can only make fun of something that is innocent and earnest and, you know, that doesn't have all the garbage of the world. It's, you know, this is supposed, The Bachelor's it's about putting your brain on the shelf and letting someone else take the wheel. And I think the brain was going to have to be too involved for the season to go on the way, for it to be a fun show. TV's supposed to be fun.
I was just so disappointed, though, because I wanted to see every date end with her just beating the crap out of the guy. And
Randy, that's not
Jared Fried. You're the best, man. Thank you so much for the time. Great luck on the book, and hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you so much,
Randy. Great, always a pleasure. And listen, we didn't get to my favorite subject, which is talking badly about Kansas City barbecue.
I know.
How horrible the people are in Kansas
City. Horrible. That's why I'm in Silicon Valley. I mean,
you got away from that. You went to a place where there's no food. There's only like little tiny small bites that are made of foam. That's what they have in Silicon Valley.
We'll be right back here at the National Defense.
Twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars. 60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across America, local posts of the veterans of foreign wars, many founded by Vietnam veterans, serve as community anchors. From food drives and disaster relief to holiday meals and youth programs, these posts quietly support entire towns. In Baldwin, Michigan, a VFW post created by Vietnam-era veterans has spent decades hosting community events and assisting families in need every single month of the year. Their continued work shows how wartime bonds evolve into lifelong civic leadership. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.